Hopefully this is going to work.
Hold on.
We can't keep testing it all night.
No, we're going. It's good. It's fucking solid, motherfucker. Okay, let's hold on. I'm going to start it over. Hold on. Ready?
Start it over.
What do you mean start it over?
Is there a button you press?
No, I'm just going to do this.
Part Jack Bauer. Season 2, I'm changing it. It's a great theme song. La 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 la. It's a great theme song. It's a strong song. Theme strong. Theme song. I gotta be honest, I did this day job where I was like a writer for a production company. I was a creative guy, like in-house creative. And I went to an office meeting on Friday. And before, I didn't last at that job for even a full calendar year, I believe. I thrived. I was excellent at it. But it was destroying me to have to drive to an office every day. That's just not me. And before I did the job, I was on Jesse on Disney Channel with Debbie Ryan and the dead kid, Cameron Boyce. And I grew a beard and it was the natural color of my hair. And then I did that job. And the next time I grew a beard, it came in just shock white on the sides. Like that job aged me in the
what year was this?
That I was there. Like 4 years ago? Yeah, right. three, four years ago.
So we started the show? Fuck, I forgot to do this.
Do what? Go to your notepad of your ideas, your idea notepad? Are you turning out the lights to see the bioluminescence of the red tide? Oh, that is...
I was going to do that for the theme intro. I was going to have like the disco look.
It's an audio format. I'm videoing.
I'm going to put this up.
You got in on that gag last episode. Remember when I shoved the key up Snoopy's asshole and shot his load? And you said, oh, on the audio format, it looks great.
No, but now we're recording all of it.
Are you going to post a video now?
I accept that challenge.
You're drunk on the... on the power of Martin McGale at @analog_kids money. You've made money on the show.
I'm drunk on this tequila.
Yeah, you're drunk on tequila more than anything else. I had a beer and I had a rum lemonade. A rum-inade. But I've got my wits about me, Jason. I haven't puff passed. As a matter of fact, I passed on puff puffing so that the clever wordplay would flow from me like so many water fountains outside the closed Bellagio casino and hotel. Darling, I was on TV tonight. Did you watch? No.
Oh, I didn't watch it, buddy. I'm sorry.
That's okay. It was a rerun.
I was learning about how to use Zoom.
It's America's most watched comedy.
Zoom?
Oh, wow. Young Sheldon is the number one sitcom on TV. It's highest rated... you know, analog television. I don't know if it's analog, but highest rated television comedy. You know,
all right.
Who knows?
When you say analog,
highest rated, it's definitely higher rated than what's a Netflix comedy. Nobody goes to Netflix to watch comedies. They go to watch reruns of comedies. And shows where a guy will fuck a tiger and shoot a tiger.
And stuff about serial killers and pedophiles. I mean, Jesus Christ. If you ever are low on serial killer information,
I should Netflix. Turn that light off if this is now a video show.
You're back blasting it, dude. You know, you look almost fantastic.
Well, I feel great. All right, hold on. I'm gonna
now try you to... look. I like to eat apples and bananas. I like to eat eat apples and bananas.
I like to eat apples and bananas. We didn't change yet, doesn't it?
I had props for this bit.
Isn't there a thing, and then it goes, I like to oat opals and
bananas.
I like to oat opals and bananas. I like to oat opals and bononos. Is there something that happens there that's different? Or no, I don't know.
Oh, it's just all vowel changes.
I know that, but I'm saying
over
the song.
And over again.
Is there a bridge to get it back to the start? You know what I mean?
I don't know. We could try.
I don't know. I don't know either, Jason. JD! I watched your mom in the Goonies last night. She was great.
You don't have a cousin Patty.
Follow those size fives.
I love the Goonies. My God, I love the Goonies.
It was my son's first visit with the Goonies. It was great. God, it was great. That movie holds up, and directed by my favorite movie director, Richard Donner, Dick Donner, who directed Superman, Lethal Weapon, The Goonies, Scrooged.
You know what sucks is like, because I was too young to really understand, but Christopher Reeve was pretty fucking cool guy.
Yeah, he was a hip cat, man. He went to Juilliard with Robin Williams.
Oh, we're both dead.
But wasn't Reeve like a really kind soul and shit? And just, he took like the whole persona of, I play Superman, so I gotta be nice to children. You know, he had that. No?
He was the anti-Christian Bale. Christian Bale plays Batman, and he'll punch his mother. But yeah. Christopher Reeve.
Is it Reeves?
Reeve, singular.
It's a singular Reeve, but George Reeves.
Did you know that biceps is a singular word?
Bicep?
Biceps. There is no bicep. It's a biceps. You have a left biceps and a right biceps.
Biceps. Any of several muscles having two points of attachment. A large muscle in the upper arm which turns the hand to face the palm uppermost and flexes the arm and forearm.
In the town where I am at, lived a man who ate a bat, and he coughed right on his wife. There he basically ruined your life. So she sailed up to the sun till he found he turned quite green. Now we live inside our homes. We won't go out. COVID-19.
All together now.
We all live with COVID-19. 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 We all live with COVID-19. COVID-19. COVID-19.
And our friends are also bored.
Bloody hell.
I haven't surfed in a long time.
Oh, I was wondering about that.
I can surf a week from tomorrow and not get $1,000 ticket in Los Angeles. I can't wait.
Bro, right when you hit me up, I was watching a video with my wife. This woman was going ballistic.
I saw your wife smoking.
Oh, yeah. She's... I know.
I mean,
but
I don't,
you know what?
Are you worried that her mother listens to the show? I mean, why no, can't I say that your wife was smoking?
I just
looks like she was smoking a ciggy.
I just want my fucking the listeners to think that the
your wife doesn't smoke.
I want them to think that she's this, you know, tower
person of, who doesn't smoke,
a tower of morality and hope.
It looked like she was smoking a cigarette, not a joint.
No, she was smoking. A menthol cigarette.
Of course, she was smoking a menthol cigarette. Like when you see people just relishing in the stereotypes, you know what I mean? God forbid she smoked an American Spirit or like a thin cigarette, cigarette holder. But as a black person, you shouldn't smoke menthol cigarettes. No, first of all, you shouldn't smoke cigarettes. Second of all, you really shouldn't smoke menthol cigarettes. Yeah. That being said, When I was on drugs in the 90s, I loved menthol cigarettes.
Oh, no, I went through a whole stage. Did you go through a whole stage of the cloves?
No, I never did cloves.
You didn't do coffee bars and cloves?
No, because I had a bad experience with some sort of clove-ish cigarette at a Jones Beach concert featuring Arrested Development and Lenny Kravitz on bass with Lisa Bonet there. That was exciting. Midnight Oil. What's the guy? Peter Gabriel. Sure. Oh, yeah. It was a great show. It was a great show. And I had some rolled clove marijuana cigarette, probably a spliff, a clove with weed supposedly in it. And I just puked, dude. It was disgusting. I always preferred Lisa Bone B. If choosing between Lisa Bone A, Lisa Bone B, and Lisa Bone C, I recommend Bone B every time.
It's like, yum, 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 yum. Was that cartoon where like the dog and the dude went through time? They traveled through time?
Boy.
What is it, Mr. Peabody?
Quiet, boy. The dog adopts the boy, Mr. Peabody, okay. And Sherman.
Okay, so what, but that other voice...
Yes, Jason.
But that voice that you just did is a lot like a guy from that universe, you know?
Sure. That and Mr. Peabody and Sherman was Bullwinkle.
Is that Hanna-Barbera?
No, it's the Bullwinkle. It's Jay Ward. It's Fractured Fairy Tales and Boris and Natasha and Rocky and Bullwinkle and Mr. Peabody and Sherman, all from the Jay Ward catalog.
But they weren't
a lagu.
Okay.
And Jay Ward was most similar to Hanna-Barbera, so I'll give you that.
Has anyone pitched the whole idea of live action? Oh, they already did that. They did a Boris Rocky and Bullwinkle one.
Yeah, and they did a live action Rocky and Bullwinkle. They did a live action Boris and Natasha.
Yeah, but they didn't have the guys that made.
They
the
did
Avengers.
A live action Dudley Do-Right. They did a live action George of the Jungle.
They did a live action Pinocchio.
Pinocchio, but not from the same, that's not from the same house, Pinocchio. No. Every time there's an Italian NBA player. So for example, when Danilo Gallinari used to come and play against the Clippers. He was a Clipper for a couple seasons, but when he used to play against us, my taunt to the Italian basketball player from the stands would always be, Danilo Gallinari, one day you's gonna be a real boy. Stupid. Il stupido fuege.
Ah, man, I used to hang out with that.
Patramundi, calamari.
You know, they couldn't say my name right. They'd always call me Jason. Oh, Jason.
Like Italians, like literal Italians.
I love them, like, though.
From Italy. No, but I knew a bunch of Jasons. Don't worry, yeah. Jason. Hey, I'm not from Italy, though. I'm from
New Jersey. No,
don't worry about it. Jason.
No, I'm talking about here in L.A. Hey, wait, I sent you a fucking discount code.
Dude, I have no weed left, bro.
But I sent you a discount code.
I know, but I thought you had a bad weed delivery experience. I'm not gonna
that was
place.
Just that one dude. The other
you mean your most recent experience?
Right, but the other ones were fucking fantastic. They were great.
What is it? So do you go, like, talk me through coronavirus weed delivery, please.
All right. The weed industry has like more than doubled since this whole thing started.
Okay, and so usually delivery is they knock on your door, they let you know they're coming, and they leave it on the doorstep without any touching.
No. You go to the car.
That's fucked, dude.
No. Like, they're on the driver's side, and you're on the passenger side.
You got to go sit in their fucking car?
No, you don't sit in their fucking car. You just walk out. They roll down their passenger window enough to get their fucking... They got their gloves on and their mask on.
Okay.
We didn't do a mask episode.
Dude, that movie's so dated. No one's going to get the reference. And I'm not talking about the Jim Carrey mask. I'm talking about...
Cher. The one with Cher.
And Sam Elliott.
Rocky.
But we've actually mentioned that. We've mentioned that movie on this show.
Didn't somebody we know knew Rocky, knew the guy?
Rocky Dennis?
Some like the character.
The name of that character. Yeah, the name of the guy is Rocky Dennis in the movie.
Yeah, but there's a person that it's based on.
So you think they changed his name to protect the?
I don't know. I don't know if it's the same guy.
Well, all I know is Rocky Dennis is the character in Mask, played by Eric Stoltz, with the elephantitis or the mongoloidism or whatever the hell the disease is.
God, Eric, man, I just wanted more out of him.
He was supposed to be Marty McFly in Back to the Future.
I'd like to have.
Did you know that, Jason?
You told us. You've mentioned it, actually. You know what I would like to have?
Not on this show. I really haven't.
Was it just personal?
I've talked about Eric Stoltz. I'd never said that he was. Shot a scene or two with him as Marty McFly, and he got fired and replaced by Michael J. Fox.
It would have been awesome if it was like Marty McFly is played by Stoltz, right? And then Doc Brown would be played by Christopher Walken.
Or Sam Elliott.
Whole different movie. Sam Elliott.
Great Scott, Marty. We have to save the clock tower.
That's not a line. What are some of Doc Brown's lines besides Great Scott? No one knows. That's not really a quotable movie. Make like a tree and leaf. No, make like a tree and get the hell out of here.
Yeah. You know, no. Actually, because of the... It was recently on the television. I don't know if my old
hello, McFly. I guess it's quotable.
The McFly. That McFly line. Just that's about it.
Right?
Hello, McFly. That's about it.
This is a great Scott, Marty. It's not a quotable movie, dude. There, I said it. I wonder if Eric Stoltz's Back to the Future would have been far more quotable.
With Christopher Walken as his dad. Although I wouldn't want to ever take work.
Oh my God. I thought you meant as Doc Brown. You're saying as Crispin Glover.
No, I meant Doc Brown. My bad. Because the age to Stoltz is like, I mean, but Walken would be Doc Brown. Like his age cast.
Fun fact about Christopher Walken. I believe his first movie was Annie Hall. Okay. So he plays Annie Hall's brother in Annie Hall. He's in like one scene, maybe two. In the end credits. The opening credits, his name is spelled correctly, Christopher Walken. In the end credits, in the actual credits, it still exists today. Christopher Walken's name is misspelled. They spelled Walaken.
Walaken.
W-L-A-K-E-N. Hey, tonight on W-L-A-K-E-N, that's Walaken Radio. Talking about walking by the lake. Lake talking and walking radio. W-L-A-K-E-N. Yes, we've got too many call letters. That's one of the main reasons we went under so quickly at W-L-A-K-E-N. Why were we just W-L-A-K? Because that was already taken. That was already taken by those hicks over at Lake Radio, and more of a creek than a lake. But here at W-L-A-K-E-N, we're talking about walking by a lake, an actual lake, not one of the Four Fingers. Not one of the Great Lakes, Erie, Majestic, Ohio, Ontario, and Quebec. No, that's right, just Lake Skinnybunkwunk. Lake Skinnybunkwunk. We're talking about walking around Lake Skinnybunkwunk. Excuse me, Lake Skinnybunkwunk. And it's W-L-A-K-E-N, the only radio station that talks about walks around lakes. W-L-A-K-E-N. Enjoy Chris Wilde while he still has his wits about him, because he'll take one of these bowl puffs and it'll turn into a functioning retard, and well, that's enjoyable too in its own way. But before we do that, I really should regale you of the story of Alexander Graham Shell. Last time we checked in with Alexander Graham Shell. Oh, that son of a gun. I mean, I believe I insulted my wife and son on the show.
Oh yeah.
And I insult my wife like it's my business. And I make it my business to insult that idiot. Well, she says she's not smart. That's why she married me. So on the last episode, I regaled you the tale of the lost tortoise, which is a turtle is a water thing and a tortoise is a land thing. FYI, the difference between turtles and tortoises. Between us, it's not tort me, it's tort us. I went in to be a USC film school professor, okay? Professoress emeritus. They practically made me the dean over there at the USC Film School. That's how great my guest lecture was. Practically. Dr. Chris Wilde, professor at USC Film School. Film and television star, Chris Wilde. Anyway, closed the garage door, thinking nothing of the sort. My wife is out tie-dyeing shirts. Don't worry, analog kid, you're going to get your tie-dye shirt. I think he wants us to tag it. I think he wants us to sign it.
I mean, how are we going to do this? And
I'm just going to, you know what? I don't know. I'll sign it. get it to you. I'll just drop it off at your house. I won't go in your house, precious Jason. Ooh,
can you shoot it with a t-shirt launcher into the backyard over the roof?
I have one, like, you know, and people said, why are you attaching that t-shirt launcher to the hood of your car? They questioned me. And I said, it'll come in handy one day. And man, do I come in my hand more than just the one day. Come on. Like a goddamn masturbation ninja with COVID. Because there's so many people in my fucking house. I got to do it quietly.
Oh my God. It's everything's under duress. Everything. So
duress.
Back to Alexander Graham Schell. Come on.
Alexander Graham Schell. That day that he went missing, he very slowly walks to his favorite bush in the right side of my backyard. My backyard goes deep, okay? Just like me with young Asian gals. I go deep, okay? They feel it in the morning. He goes right to his favorite bush. I say, where's Alex? They say he's in his favorite bush. I go and look, he's not there. He has skirted across the other side to the other side of the fence and heading for, I believe it's called a bagalia, begonia, Abe Vigoda. Do you know shrubs and plants and bushes, JD?
No,
it's a floral bush. Begulia. Anyway.
But, hydrangea?
It's not a hydrangea.
It's not a hydrangea.
Stranger danger, hydrangea. So my neighbor's Bajraj.
Bajraj.
Spills over like a waterfall of color, and I let it spill over because all of the flora, the majestic flora, with the hummingbirds and the butterflies and the everything. I love it. And it blocks this fucking money pit eyesore that is behind
the
my
dead,
lot.
The dead construction, right? The fucking...
And over one,
it's
yes.
It's a carcass, and, right?
Dude, you saw it. So
they're going to have to tear it down, but when they finally
they
get approval...
They did one day of construction since you saw it last.
Yeah.
Last. The day that they did the shutdown, where everyone was like shut down and lost their jobs... That day or the next day,
right.
Somebody came and wrapped it with Tyrek wrap or something.
Quick,
yes.
Quick segue.
Yes, question. Professor. Question for Professor Wild. Yes, JD.
Okay, so real quick, like, if you were...
That'd be a first. Even said it slowly.
All right. Real quick.
Like literally the slowest real quick I've ever heard in my life. He even said real quick, slowly. So you were saying, JD,
right,
what were you saying very quickly? Anecdote.
So, like...
You anecdote.
If you were a prospective home buyer, would you want to buy a home that the guts of the home were exposed to the element for, like, three years?
Oh, my God.
Years?
My neighbor, like, has
for
this...
For years?
And this scaffolding has sat there for 3 years.
Dude.
He said he watched him put it up, the plywood... And then he saw it warp over the years.
Yeah, all that shit is that's internal. It, fuck all
and
that
and
framing.
It rained for months.
That's not pressure
in Los
treated
Angeles.
Like weather resistant material. That's internal structured stuff.
But they don't tell. They don't tell the homeowner.
I feel fucking sad for the idiot that moves into Recondo and buys that turd bag next to you. Holy shit!
Because honestly, the property values have skyrocketed since
Have they? Let's do a Zillow. I can do a shared screen because they're not skyrocketing right now,
no,
Valley.
No, they're not. And you and I are renters, and we are ahead of the curve.
I just got a fucking hope
we are
a chance
Japanese
that
geniuses.
We're gonna we could own a house next year, maybe, or the year after.
Yeah,
I knew it was coming. I knew this shit.
They're going to be giving them away, and realtors will tell you because they are feared for their lives. Actually, I just sold a home the other day. Thanks.
Nah.
There.
The thing is, think about it. Here's a problem. It's like 2008 happened, right? And then the fucking, all the banking companies were.
So I'm telling the tale.
Oh, the turtle. Let's go back to the turtle.
So you
we don't have to talk about the mortgage default swaps and all that
real
stuff.
Real quick. Let me bring up a shared screen Zillow to talk about property values.
All right, let's do it. Are you going to do it?
The listener
I thought you were going to do it.
Is on the edge of their seat. What is going to happen with this Alexander Graham Schell? And you're like,
real quick.
Property value. You didn't even stop to interject about property values, mind you. Your homeowner is going to get a warped piece of shit turd bird house. Yeah, I know it's going to be a turd bird house. I know it's going to be a cock box. Well, tough shit. Do your fucking homework, Jackass Magoo, and don't buy a piece of shit house from a piece of shit builder. So that house is fucked, okay? It's been there for 3 years. The scaffolding's been up there 3 years. But the begonias cover it. when I'm back in my Tiki Hut Studios Tiki Bar, where it's always 5 o'clock at the Wild Tiki Bar, I don't have to look at it because of the Abe Vigoda's spill over with all the flora and the colores.
I'm going to take...
I go, oh gosh, there goes Alexander Gramshell heading for the deep overgrown ivy and begonia spillovers. I lift him up. I bring him back in the house. I go be an award-winning USC Film School professor and doctor, by the way, honorary doctorate given to me by myself immediately after class. I'm in the Tiki Hut Studios. I close the garage door, which if you're, there's no way anyone's watching this, but this is the garage door behind me.
People are watching this shit, dude. Come on. What the fuck?
I'm in here teaching my award-winning film class.
Analog Kid's watching it.
Analog underscore kid loves it. Marty.
William Nolick. Whoa, what was that?
Nolick. Is William Nolick one of our fans?
Somebody, yeah, William Nolick. NKKNL. He's, yeah.
I love that guy.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorites.
Hey, man, we're actually, you know what's really weird is we're growing.
We're building.
We're growing.
Unlike the fucking shit box one lot over, we're actually growing.
You saw that fucking video, that image. It's like this.
As fast as COVID cases.
I don't need a COVID arc. Fuck that.
But we're not plateauing, yeah. And we're not lessening like South Korea.
I'm happy with a nice fucking 5-degree pitch.
So as we all know, the garage door closes. I teach the class. 90 minutes later, garage door opens. Car's gone. Wife's gone. Son's gone. Front gate wide open. Side front gate wide open. I go to look in the mulch mansion indoors where I hope my dumb idiot family put Alexander Gramshell because I wasn't watching him. He wasn't there. Alexander Gramshell gone. What happened? We will never know until Cinco de Mayo, 13 days in the hole. Alexander Gramshell self-quarantined for 14 days like all great tortoise heroes that are riddled with coronavirus in these troubled times, in these uncertain times. He disappeared for just under 2 weeks. He left us on April 22nd. He returned May 5th after I gutted the entire backyard, made piles of debris. One of my wife's hot mom friends came over and she goes, well, what if he's underneath this pile of sticks and twigs and leaves? And I go, I just made that pile. He's not under that pile. Well, what if he crawled under there when we weren't looking? And then she starts to take that pile and put it on top of my rope hammock. Well, let's put it on top of the hammock so that he can't crawl under. I'm like, don't destroy my hammock on the day that the tortoise ran away. So I saved my hammock and the tortoise saved my marriage and saved my family, my friends. He returned 13 days later. He was back. I gutted the place. I repurposed bamboo to cover where the begonias spilled over that I cleared in the ivy because they didn't want to look at that eyesore. I repurposed bamboo, four along the fence, and then another like three or four in like this circle. There was this big, maybe it was a foundation of a flagpole or something that was like rock and heavy. I dug a hole where critters were getting underneath my fence and I stuck that there to block the hole. And that was my tomb of the unknown soldier for Alexander Gramshell. I'm like, this will be my remembrance to him. And the very next day, the day that all the underbrush was finally cleared out, because it took six giant bins worth, two trash days gone. And so the bins had the 5 and 6th load in them. It was finally cleared. The bamboo was repurposed. I worked my ass off to clear this backyard, to till the land, to soil the toil. I don't know. I'm not a farmer, clearly. Anyway, the next day, my son goes, oh, I want to go see the bamboo that you put out there. Every morning, I would sip my coffee and work the perimeter. I would try to search the perimeter for Alexander Gramshell because I knew Alex loved the walls and the shade. I rocked the perimeter every morning. He was never there. May 5th, the day after.
He dreamt of freedom every day.
Every day.
Every day, he dreamt.
He dreamed a dream of time gone by. I walked, Kieran goes, I want to go see the bamboo. Kieran put on a mask like a bandito for some reason. He had his Nerf blaster. He went down. I was going to say, don't shoot my bamboo. All of a sudden he goes, is that Alex? And there was Alex, whose shell is so magnificently beautiful. He doesn't camouflage. He has
to dig and really get underneath stuff to disappear. There he was, walking towards the memorial that I made for him, like he never left. My son literally thought he was dreaming. It was the happiest conjoined experience. That's the right terminology. It was the happiest shared experience
conjoined
of my wife, child, and myself. The three of us were the happiest we've ever been together. You know, I'm pretty happy when I'm having sex with the old lady, but you know, the boy's not involved. I guess maybe the other time was when I created the boy, when I cock spit the boy when he was just a sperm cell into his mother's birth chute. So it was the happiest we've ever been. We were walking on air. We were walking on sunshine. Tears of joy. We were just elated. My father was in the backyard today, built Alex a beautiful fenced in giant enclave for like a pen for him that he can, so we can put him there and he won't fucking dig a hole and disappear for 2 weeks. My son thinks he left the Earth's plane and was off in outer space. He thinks he just appeared.
Hey,
which I totally agree with, by the way.
I messed up this one. That's where that's all.
Hey,
wait, hold on. I'm going to share a screen here with you, man.
Real quick.
You're kind of like Alex.
Real quick. Hold on, real quick. I just made this for you. This will be our, ready? This will be our,
Oh, fine.
You see it?
Abe Vigoda. That's beautiful, Jason. That's the wall that we were worried that Alexander Graham Schell dug a hole under and escaped.
I was inspired by that. The whole, the Abe Vigoda.
Jason, I made this for you. Double birds. If you're listening to the audio exclusive format,
you're just tuning in.
Double birds.
Chris just flipped me off.
Hey, if you're just tuning in to WLAKEN, walking and talking by the Lakeside Radio. That's right. We've got a couple extra call letters at WLAKEN. It's gotten us into a heap of trouble with the FCC. WLAKEN.
And the FAA, and the FBI, and the CIA. And the NSA, and the ATF.
The CDC loves us. And the CDC. CDC loves us. We're fine. WHO. Who?
What?
All right. My wits.
I'm going to light my wits, too.
My wits were about me, and now they're about to escape me.
All right.
Light them up. Let's torch them.
I have a dad holes idea for you.
I just dropped a new dad holes today.
Mm.
I just dropped Zoom holes.
I think your dad, you know what? I think your dad holes is going to go to a new level.
You got to cough to get off.
You got some really fucking talented people working together because they like each other. That shit usually happens.
Well, it certainly wasn't an overnight success. I'll tell you that much.
Well, it's still not a success, but you know.
Really? Five million views.
It's beautiful. It's a wonderful thing. But we want you to get a TV show.
I got a deal and the agency fucked it up. You know about that, right?
Okay, can you tell me about the craft services part?
I got a deal. I pitched dad holes to TV Land. TV Land, we're in. They made an offer. They said we want to buy the show. And the William Morris Endeavor Agency completely fucked us over.
Because were you working with like a fucking ace shooter, or are you working with somebody's bitch that was like, here, work with these guys and see if you can make something?
I got fucked because WME fucked me. Like literally, TV Land said, we love it. And WME said, congratulations. And I was like, amazing, close the deal. And they're like, well, we have to see what happens with the studio first. I'm like, what are you fucking talking about? And it was 20th Century Television.
They wanted something that you were willing to go without. Those fucking bitches. Agents are a bitch.
I mean, I know exactly what. Like WME dragged their heels because they had to see what was happening with 20th Television, which had just folded, and they do all these umbrella deals with Fox and Fox Studios and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And TV Land made the deal, And WME said, we have to wait to see what's going on with 20th Television. I said, no, we don't. They just folded. Who gives a shit? Let's move forward. And literally, TV lands. Exactly. Exactly.
Was this when Trump
was... We were in a good space. We were in a good space talking about the return of Alexander Graham Schell. But TV Land made an offer. And then they waited for months, WME, like assholes. And then in those months... TV Land went through an upheaval and a new head of programming came in and obviously didn't like the old ideas. And they rescinded their offer.
They never...
And then WME, they made the offer and then rescinded it because WME never signed on the line that is dotted.
Every time there's a new president to a studio, he walks in that... He walks in that fucking door with a pocket full of pals that have ideas... And starts and stops and blah, blah, blah. Like anything that's on the table goes to shit whenever there's a change of management, period. I lived through it once.
And they certainly don't want to listen to the old guy's ideas.
No. Nope.
Who they replaced, who got fired.
Wait, what's your name gone? Was your name gone?
But yeah, dude, Alexander Graham Schell's return. Thank you so much for shitting on dad holes. That was really nice.
Wait, I did not shit on dad holes.
You're like, no, it's not a success. Like, you're it's not whatever. What you want. Okay. Anybody can put a video out and get 1.4 million views.
You know what?
Anybody can do that.
I want to apologize right now because what I meant is relative.
I understand.
Relative to what you've expressed.
You want, yes. You
what,
want
relative
to
what you've expressed to me, what you want out of the show, as a friend, I was encouraging you with negative reinforcement, and it was a bad choice.
Encouraging with negativity.
I didn't spank
I get it. I want it to be a hit show on Netflix. Like that's like I want Dad Holes on Netflix to be. I want Dad Holes on Netflix. I'm ready for Netflix Presents Dad Holes. That is the way it should be shown, with its glorious F-bombs and its glorious C-words and all of its gloriousness. I don't want it to be on TV Land. I did, but it would have been a PG-13, amazing show.
You know what? Netflix, man.
But it needs to be rated R. Yes, I'll take Hulu. I'll take Amazon Prime. I'll take HBO Max. But I really want it on Netflix.
Yeah, I hit my house. I'm so dang bored. I can't take lockdown no more. I hit my house. I'm so dang bored. I can't take lockdown no more.
I got the teepee in the back. Canned food is my snack. Hat is matted black. Ain't had no cough attack. Riding on my sofa. Haven't used my loofah in almost a month. It's a yucky spunk aroma. Can't nobody go touch nothing. You can't be touching nothing. Can't nobody go see no one. You can't be near no one. I ain't got no tractor. I'm a C-list actor. Ain't got corona. You can go and ask her. Watched all Marvel movies. Couch riding with cutie. Cowboy hat by Goodwill. Pajamas on my booty. Can't nobody go touch nothing. You can't be touching nothing. Can't nobody go see no one. You can't be near no one.
Yeah, in my house I'm so damn bored. I can't take lockdown no more. I hate my house. I'm so dang bored. I can't take lockdown no more.
Hey.
Yes, Jess.
I've been drinking tequila. Okay.
I'm supposed to be on Ian Bagg's show tomorrow. He's literally emailed me zero details.
Sounds like, wait, is Ian like slender and kind of gingery?
Maybe. I don't know.
I think he can't. Hold on. I'm going to look him up.
Ian Bagg, around the bag. Hi, Chris. Just checking that Friday is good for you to be a guest?
And then I wrote back, sounds good, my friend. Looking forward to it. Cheers, Chris. And then nothing. And tomorrow is Friday.
I mean, he's a comedian.
I know. They're not smart or fast or reliable.
Well,
that's for sure.
I mean, he could be just having one of them sad spells.
That last until Friday. And that email came in, I don't know. Let's see. Tuesday, my buddy texted me, are you available Friday? I said, oh yeah, about Ian's show. You want to do Ian's show? I said, of course. Are you available Friday? I said, I will be sober most likely before 2 p.m. After 3, it's anybody's bet. Ha, he's going to email you. Perf. Then I get the email, you did want to do the show Friday on Tuesday, and now here it is Thursday night. And no one has said, why do I, the guest, have to say, what time, dummies? It's tomorrow.
What are you guys doing, Zoom?
I guess.
I'm really fucking curious to see how this turns out.
The Zoom show? This show, the hour, the wild hour.
Well, the wild hour is always going to be the wild hour, but.
Oh, so you're curious to see how the Ian Bagg show turns out?
No. This particular episode of the wild hour.
Of the wild hour, yes.
You're right, because we've got a video thing going on at the same time.
Are you going to post this video?
Yeah. I'm going to put it on Facebook and YouTube and your mom.
You're going to put it on my mom.
She's going to wear it like a LED shirt.
I guess it's less rude than saying it. I'm going to put it in your mom. On your mom is less rude.
Yeah, it's way safer.
To put it on her? So when I have wifey tie-dye this large t-shirt for @analog_kid, Marty Miguel.
Hey, Maddie!
She tie-dyes the large shirt. It's going to be great. I'm going to sign it. I'm going to do something with the Sharpie. I'm going to package it.
Right.
Right. Do I have to package it to bring it to your house to give it to you to do your thing and then ship it? Does that make sense?
Well, there's a lot of dust. So you might want to put it like in a bag.
Okay. But I can do that, right? I can wifey tie-dyes the shirt. Okay.
Oh, I'm going to wear latex gloves.
And wifey gives it to me. I'm going to do the thing, tag it up, make it mine. Then I'm going to put it in a bag. I'm going to tag it and bag it.
Oh, wow.
Then I'm bringing it to.
You're going
to
do a drive-by.
Yeah, it is. Like, insert F word here.
And I can see you in real life.
Yeah. But like, so what are you going to do? Can we do a 6-foot distance social thing hang or no?
You could throw the bag
at me. I can just throw it at you and then just keep driving. Drunk. You're wasted. How much tequila have you drank?
4 shots worth.
Oh, you should be able
to. I don't drink anymore. No. I've abstained.
You're wasted, bro. You're absolutely wasted. I'm talking to a drunk guy. I'm talking
to a drunk guy. Yeah, but I'm here. I'm still present.
Yes, JD.
I'm more fluid. I'm more fun. It's the fun me.
This is you. So drunk you is the fun you.
Oh, yeah. I'm the fun.
So wouldn't you think fun you would agree to me being over? I'll just drop the fucking shirt off. You're not ready for me to sit 8 feet away from you, bro.
You can come out. We can chat like across some distance.
I sit on lawn chairs. This is what people are doing. They're sitting on lawn chairs in their lawn. And people are either sitting in their lawn chairs or sitting. They go over with their lawn chairs and you just sit 8 feet away from each other.
Okay.
That's social distancing.
Some social distance together.
Only drunk fun Jason's agreeing, but you can tell that was not a hearty.
We
yes,
can do
this. A, is never going to happen.
We can do a karahi.
A karahi?
Karahi.
What's a karahi?
Karahi was like the cheer that they would, like the Easy Company would yell when they had to run up the mountain that where they trained at in Georgia before they went into Normandy and Bastogne and Market Garden and the Bulge and all that shit.
Akadahi.
And it's a Native American phrase and it means we stand alone together. Karahi.
All right.
So Karahi.
We can stand alone together.
Yeah, we can stand alone together.
Sweet, dude.
That could be the episode title.
Akadahi. How did
Wakarimas.
Akadahi, Marty. Akadahi, Marty. We got to get you back to Akadahi, Marty.
Bro.
Yeah, bro.
I know I told you this earlier, but I just got to tell it again. Fucking today. James, we got a PS4 for the house, right?
Yeah, right.
And I'm telling you.
With the headgear, with the goggles.
With the VR set.
With the VR goggles.
And I'm telling you, dude, you'll see that there's a video up now of my wife diving into the baby swing, playing that boxing game, Creed. Fucking amazing game.
Where can I see this video?
It's on my Instagram, but I'll reshare it on the X Wild Hour Instagram.
Uh-huh.
It's she's hilarious, dude.
I saw the video. It was amazing. It was amazing. I want to do a video of the comment with commentary.
I want to
call that boxing match. The different colors, and she keeps going forward. Now, when you play it, you keep your feet still, right?
Well, the thing is like, if you have like a 7 or 8 foot space to play in, right?
Right.
And the move camera keeps.
That was Abigail's little like activity thing, right? You lay her on. There's an activity center kind of thing. What did she trip over?
It's a swing. And usually we put her in it with a bottle and she watches some TV.
Baby swing. Okay. I couldn't get a read on what that was. So it's a baby swing. Got it. Now I know exactly what it is.
And it's out of the way in the corner, way up.
It's up against the wall. It's up against the wall.
And there's a big space that's cleared out for the VR.
She came pretty close to hitting the TV, Jason.
Well, the thing is when you're in that VR space.
I know you have no frame of reference.
But if you physically move your body.
Right.
Like you move in the game too, so you can start creeping, and that's one of the dangers.
Creep.
That's one of the dangers of the VR is you start creeping, and then you're at the edge of your safe zone, and you run into some shit. I got a mat I want to put down so she knows, as long as you're on the mat, as long as you feel this mat below your feet, you're okay.
You have to build her a VR corral. You have to build her a corral so she can about playing VR.
Bro, I played that game. I did 2 fights. I was winded. I was fucking breathing heavy, sweating.
Well, look at you after 4 shots of tequila. You're fucking train wreck, bro. You're not in your fighting shape, let's be honest.
I'm just saying, you can get in shape with the VR stuff. So,
how many games do you have?
A few. The thing is like you get a free trial with the network.
A few. Is it one? Okay. Oh, okay. So, right. So you don't have to have like hard copy games anymore. You just go online.
No, you download from the store and they give you like this free trial and they get like 2 games a month. And like, so we ended up getting like a bunch of games.
What's your favorite thing? The fighting thing or what? How many have you played?
My favorite game is the Elite Danger.
Why do I feel like the Elite Danger is anything but elite? You just
elite,
have to pay
elite,
the service.
No, no, it's start. It's a space simulator.
Elite like Ranger.
Elite Dangerous.
Elite Dangerous.
Yeah, and it's a VR. No, it's not VR, but you can wear the VR headset, and it's like sitting in front of a giant fucking movie theater screen.
Oh,
like
that's
by
cool.
Yourself. Yeah, it's like you're in, you know, like you go to a theater in a movie
can
theater.
Can you do VR porn on it?
Oh, fuck yeah. So
on the PS4.
Yeah, you can go to the web. But like the thing has all kinds of, it's a full entertainment center. It's not just a gaming system. Like you can do yoga and it's got the thing reads your fucking body and gives you adjustments like tells you how good your posture is and stuff. And then
how'd you do it that part?
Perfect.
Yes.
I may be obese, but I'm very
but
light.
My posture is rigid.
I'm really good at yoga. I've always been into yoga and kung fu and shit.
Well, you're the one who taught me about Ahari, where we stand apart together.
Karahi.
Karahi.
Maga Maga Space Force.